Hello, Panther fans.
Game day.
Game day.
It's Phelps, part two.
Part two.
The dangerous right. part.
We are High Top Radio Drive in downtown Pikeville. It is the Hell Podcast pregame show presented by Walters Auto Group and Faith Pharmacy. And, well, you know, this is always hard to do for the second time, but we're going
to
get it done.
To do the first time.
Yeah, it really is. But I'm J.R. Robinson, your host, Pikeville High School Class of 2010. Over to the left, the metal detecting wizard and our Hall of Famer, Mr. Douglas Powers, Pikeville High School Class of 1997. And over to the right, the Faith Pharmacy turd and my idiot brother, Heath Robinson, Pikeville High School Class of 1995.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You tell Mom?
No.
No. All right. Well, anyway, we got to get through this, and we're going to. All right? And we're going to try to make this as good of a show as we can, because the last time that I was there for this game, I was sitting down with some old friends, and I heard a Phelps fan literally tell me, "Dude, it's 36-0 in the first quarter."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, yeah, it is. You know, you got to get better, man." I don't know what you want me to say here.
Inter-district play. That's the problem.
Yeah, but.
You know what shocks me out of that whole thing that you said?
What?
That you have friends.
So. Oh, thanks, man. Wow. All right. Well,
hey, least, come on.
You're not my friend anymore. Anyway, so. Let's get through this, guys, and let's go over some key points. Let's go do some X factors, and let's do our prognostications and maybe talk about a little something else if we got time. But anyway, so the Panthers start this Thursday at 7 o'clock over at Hambly Athletic Complex, Hillard Howard Field. Start there. Excuse me, now I've got it.
It is Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, it is Thursday. They start their playoff road, and boy howdy does it feel good to be in the playoffs. But you know, it's
okay. It's like a good solid first round game, and then the fireworks start happening.
You know, with this game, Bub says, you know, said this word, anticlimactic.
Yeah,
and you pretty much see that in this game a lot.
You just don't want to see injuries and stuff
injuries.
Like that on either side.
So really expect our starters to maybe play three or four series and then be done.
Yeah.
If they take care of business.
You know, I would like to get somebody out there who's a little bit more on top of this stuff than I am, Doug. Through all six classes in the state of Kentucky, how often is their first round upsets?
I think we actually can get a number on that. It came up last year, and I think it's something like 96% of the time.
Yeah.
And never in 1A.
And never in 1A. I mean, you're looking at like, yeah, up in the 6A's, yeah. Instead of 5 and 6A's and
when,
stuff like that.
Let me ask you a question. Has there ever been a 1 upset or a 4 upset a 1 in 1A football?
I'm assuming at some point in one of these really tough districts that it has. But, again, I'm going to have to ask somebody that might know that. That might be a good
Lucas Burgess
question.
I'm
going to
say it's like
question.
An overwhelming majority. I'm going to say, like Doug said, 96% to 98%.
Yeah.
I mean, of the fours versus – I'd say 100% of the four versus ones. Now, when you get into the threes and twos, I mean, we were, you know, the second round – the 3-2 games and the second round games, you know, you're probably looking at, you know, that percentage go up a little bit, but not too much.
Not crazy, but you do see some upsets in that second game.
Yeah, and we fell victim to that last year, not to bring up bad memories, but, I mean, we fell victim to that. We did against Paintsville about 7 or 8 years ago.
Once you get to the second round, then that's when you start seeing the upsets really happen.
That's when the real playoffs start.
Well, usually you've got two good teams at least in every district.
Yeah.
Okay, or two teams that are rivals that always play hard, play tough together.
Yeah.
And that's when you see that matchup. But this year, I think you're going to see more upsets, and maybe not necessarily upsets, but surprises up in the West, on the West side of things in Kentucky, like we talked about.
Just because it's so even.
Yeah, it's very even out there. There's not really – I mean, you got Russellville, but then it's kind of 2 through 6 or 2 through 7. The rest of them are dead even.
Opposed to the East, which is, you know, Pikeville, Hazard, Raceland, and then kind of everybody else.
Yeah, a big gap there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at 1A, I've said it from the beginning of the year, you know, the big four, in my opinion, were Pikeville, excuse me, Raceland, Russellville, and then Kentucky Country Day. I said that, yes. But
well, see, my big four was Pikeville, Hazard, Raceland, and Paintsville because, you know, Paintsville, they were the defending state. You know, preseason, Paintsville's the defending state champs, and they're champs until somebody knocks
them out. I did say Paintsville. I'm sorry. So, it wasn't case
of that's
day,
the
big
four kind of in the East. You know, in the West, Russellville kind of emerged, and so, you know, it's – now it's definitely kind of changed a little bit, but not much if you look at it.
I mean, there's 3 or 4 teams on the West that could pull it out. You know, Russellville, Bethlehem, Holy Cross, Country Day, and Newport Central Catholic. Eminence, maybe, if they're close.
Yeah, they're close.
Look, I'll say this, and I will say something about Country Day that's somewhat positive. Kentucky Country Day did actually get to the state finals last year. I mean, that's something to say, right? I mean, did they, you know, make a joke out of the RPI system and get there? Yeah. But they got there. Yeah. So, more power to them.
If you can do it. But, you know, that's the thing. It's hard when you're a good team.
Paintsville, not taking up for Paintsville by any means, but Paintsville had to play Newcastle to get to the state championship game. And who was it? KCD had to play Williamsburg.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Your love for Williamsburg never will leave you, buddy. Never.
No, like I said, it's not my love for Williamsburg. It's some people down there at Hazard on TV station.
They get mentioned more than John Collum on the show. See, I saved you.
Thank you. Hey, no.
Tried to curse the whole playoff.
No, all we're going to do from now on, because you haven't seen the show yet, is from now on, it's just going to be JR at the end of the show, just randomly after we fade to black, just JR going, John Collum! Yeah, So, you know, just every show.
He's got his son.
I don't know if people know this, but the reason that happens, because some people are like, why do they keep saying his name? The first, like, year we did the show, we noticed, we were like, man, he comes up every game in, like, the defensive player of the game.
Yeah.
So it just became, like bad luck for not saying his name.
If we would have started our podcast, like, a year earlier and gave out defensive player of the game, it'd be hard not to give it to John Collum every week, and that's saying something on that defense from a couple of years ago.
We've done it once, and he tried to come to our house, and he threatened. He said, new streak starts now. We're going to save that episode, by the way, where we forgot it, and we're going to throw it in the trash, okay?
Yeah,
that's just how it's going to go. But anyway, yes, John Collum started this whole thing. We started out the first show through probably, good Lord, how many episodes? Like 80, 90? And it was mentioned every show, no matter who he was talking about. So we've got to keep it up.
Even during basketball season.
Yeah, even during basketball season. But anyway, all right, we got to go over this game.
Really?
Yeah, we do. Okay. So the last time these two teams met, the Panthers pretty much had their way with the Falcons.
Very much so.
Yeah, excuse me. The final score in that game was Pikeville 49, Phelps 0. And we had a 34 to nothing lead in the end at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Almost a running clock.
And JR, just to give people an idea, here's their schedule thus far, because this is, you know, playoff start. Here's their, you know, biography of this season. Okay, they lost to Pineville first game, lost to Eastridge, lost to Prestonsburg, beat Hurley, Virginia, won in a COVID cancellation, lost to Betsy Lane, lost to Hazard, lost to Pikeville, lost to Sayre, beat Tulsa, and now they're playing Pikeville in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, okay.
The 4 seed in our district.
Okay, sad. So.
Well, I'm glad them boys ain't winless.
Yeah, you know? And I'm glad they're not winless, and I'm glad that they're still playing, and they're not like some teams that are really like, oh, we got a COVID case. You know,
even they got hard.
Yeah, they
did. And they do have some good defensive players. They're just having a hard time putting points on the board.
And I am no way insinuating that any team does that.
But, I am.
But, you know, it just seems kind of fishy sometimes to me.
Hey, folks, this is Heath Robinson from the Hale Podcast, telling you about our good friends and our presenting sponsor of the Hale Podcast, Faith Pharmacy. Stop by and see Christy and the gang soon and let them show you why you got to have faith. Call 509-6337, that's 509-MEDS, free delivery in and around the Pikeville area. Tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Powers from the Hale Podcast. Check out our presenting sponsor, Walters Automotive Group, for great deals on your next car. When others won't, Walters will. Visit walterswill.com and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. This is JR from the Hale Podcast. The grass really is greener here at First Guard Fence, and it's because we understand the value of fostering a unique company culture that puts customers first. Check us out at firstguardfencecompany.com to call today at 606-205-3828 and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hey, guys, check out our friend Dr. Shane Hensley at Downtown Dental. Call 606-433-1488 for an appointment. Dr. Hensley has been serving the area since the year 2000. That is 606-433-1488, and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. If you are looking to have the time of your life, then come check out VR Heroes, located at 113 Caroline Street in Pikeville. They are taking virtual reality into a whole new level. You can play games, climb Mount Everest, drive Indy 500 cars, hunt zombies, perform surgeries, and much more. So give them a call at 606-422-9270 and start your new adventure with VR Heroes today. And tell them the Hale Podcast sent you. But anyway, Phelps is going to come down to Hambly, and we got to talk about it. We do. Okay, so Doug, let's talk about some offense real quick. Well, for our offensive wizard over here.
Offensively, the guy that makes them go is Bryson Locklear. Okay? Mm-hmm. He's their quarterback. He is...
Don't call him Heather.
15th in Class A in rushing.
Yeah.
So very much a running quarterback. He is also 30th. Sorry. Scratch that. He is 26th in passing. In Class A.
Okay.
So more of a running quarterback. Also, you know, and a lot of times they'll hurt you with broken plays. I think a lot of times that's how they get big. He gets big gains when they do.
Against our JV. Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, it is that who makes them go offensively. They also have a couple kind of utility backs they use and kind of mix and match. Sometimes you'll see them out at wide receiver or slot. Sometimes you'll see them in the backfield. Sometimes you'll see them, you know, in that kind of altered wing tee, that single side wing tee that they run. So, you know, it's hard to know what kind of strategy they're going to have. I would think more of the same from last game.
Doug, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you have seen an offense when literally the quarterback gets the ball and he runs sideways?
Straight to the sideline.
The sideline. He literally was not trying to look for a hole. He was going straight to the sideline.
You really get the vibe that he's trying to get to the corner. But the problem is I like that he's tried to stretch our defense, but they just weren't. You've got to do a better job than that. And you're not going to get outside. The only way you're going to gain yardage on that defense is to stretch it, and the first hole you find, you cut it up and go.
Yeah.
You're not going to try and go around that edge, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like we always tell our Little League guys, that they tend to do the same thing, and that's what happens is when the defense is playing good, you end up just running to the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Panthers played a really good defensive game against them, but I look for them to look for that in this game, you know, cutting it up sooner.
Yeah. And so here's another thing, too. Pay attention. There might be some new starters in this game, maybe to give some of our guys some rest or whatever, you know, like there was last game. You know, some guys were playing guard.
Well, I think it's going to be senior night in a way.
Yeah, they're going to recognize the seniors. We had the dinner last Friday, which we've got to kind of touch on that. Well, I guess we already did, but did we on Monday show?
Yeah, a little.
But anyway, but the seniors, you know, where we didn't have a game, they're going to recognize the seniors before the game tonight. So, you know, you kind of hate the way that it all played out, but at the same time, the seniors still get recognized and everything else, so there's no harm done.
And we will be doing a special episode on the seniors after the season.
Absolutely. All right, moving to defense here. This is Phelps' strength, okay, on their team.
I think by far.
By far. It's not even close. They have a lot of kids that will chase you down and that will tackle you. I did see some decent hits from Phelps.
And a decent pass coverage. I mean, covering receivers. I mean, not man-to-man, but they can cover some passing teams.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they kind of know what they're doing on defense. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, then there's times where I look at them and I'm like, dude, you got to do better than that. I want Phelps to succeed because it helps us. It gives us more competition.
JR, that's the thing.
It just goes to the old adage, man, the more nice you try to sound, the meaner you are.
I know.
And you don't mean to be.
I try not
to. It's not just you. It's everybody.
Look, it's what happens when one or two links in the chain don't do their job. If I'm trying to coach them, I think that's what when I just watch them. And by no means, I've seen them one time play. But it's almost like you'll have seven guys do their job, but they're kind of three or four, you know, kind of fall off or won't be there, you know, where they got to be at the time they got to be there. And that's the thing. It's just – it's little stuff here and there.
I had an old coach tell me this, Doug, and I still – you know, when I think about football and defense, it still resonates with me today – takes 11 battles to win the war.
It does.
And I truly believe that, and that's why I think Pikeville really does well on defense in all levels is because they literally are a team defense. Yeah. You don't hear about just one person on that defense. It's, you know, you hear about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys all over the place that are making plays and doing their job.
Yeah.
And I think that other teams need to take that and, you know, really resonate with that. Maybe they'll get better from it. But the key names here for their defense, of course, Landon Dotson. Mm-hmm. That kid can play. The kid can play.
Yeah.
He really can. Braden Chapman, shout out to you again, Cherry. You know, kid can play too. He really hustles hard. Both of those kids really try to get there and help their team out. I think Locklear plays some defense over there. They just got to – the line play has got to get better.
Yeah.
I can't sugarcoat that any way.
That's a perfect segue.
And I'm just going to say this. You know, it starts with want to. And if you want – as a lineman, you know that as well as I do. You have to want – you have to – what do they say? Embrace – embrace the misery, right?
Yeah, embrace the struggle as far as that goes.
Yeah.
What you have to do and you know, to get, I guess it's my time to
talk. Oh, yeah. Let's go to the Hogs.
You know, one thing that when we all coached, there was one thing I did. I got all the kids over there that were linemen. And I said, first of all, I said, I want y'all to be honest with me. Raise your hands. Who thinks that you're actually a running back or a tight end or a quarterback? Or anything else. Raise your hands, be honest.
Every single one of them, most of them do.
And when they all raise their hands, I would be like, get that out of your head.
He's not a dream killer.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't win a game without the line doing their job on both sides of the ball.
Very
it's
true.
That simple. We can have the best quarterback, running back, wide receivers in the world. If our line can't do anything, then we're not going to win. So – you know, that's the thing, and I'm not saying this is that's the case for Phelps, but just to me, I don't see a lot of and I guess a lot of Phelps' problem is there's just not a lot of the kids, you know.
I mean, well, how many was there on the sideline? Maybe 17, 18?
Yeah, not a lot. It's coming down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I think a lot of it is you just don't I'm trying to be as nice about this as I can and not sound disrespectful or anything, but I don't know what they're doing over there. I don't know what they're trying to do. I mean, seriously.
You have to have a direction.
Yeah.
And look, JR, something you mentioned, you know, it takes 11 people. And this is no joke. I've been on a high school team here at Pikeville where we got beat once by a good team. But really, one guy kind of had trouble that game. And it's like, if you have a weakness, it gets exposed by good teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter if it's 4 or 5 or 1. You know, the deeper you get in these playoffs, you're going to see that exposed in every round.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to figure you out, and you're going to get exposed.
I'm going to say this before we go into X Factors.
Now, the Dotson kid is good. He plays good.
Yeah. Okay, and so
that's kind of
the
a recurring theme. Yeah. I'm talking about the line.
Yeah.
The Dotson kid plays really well. With that being said, he's kind of a diamond dropped in a big pile, and I'll leave it at that. Okay.
No. Well, I'll say this. He's got to lead these boys. He's got to lead by example.
He's got to have a great game for them to have a shot.
Yeah, and he's got to tell these boys, I'm playing at a high level, and I'm working my butt off here. Y'all got to do the same thing. And if you do that, we're going to be okay.
Let's just say that Phelps, line coach, which I do not expect this ever to happen, calls me and asks me to come over to, like, consult for him or something. You know what I mean? Just at where we need to get started.
Any trash cans over there?
Yeah. I was like, well, because it looks to me like, dude, they don't look very strong. They don't look very fast. You know, so there's nothing really you can work with, and they don't look very mentally tough besides the Caleb Dotson or the
Landon Dotson.
Caleb Dotson, I think, played for him last year. So, you know, a lot of Dotsons over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, you know, that would be, I mean, you've got to pretty much, basically, I'd probably tell the line coach just to fire himself. But, you know, I'm kidding. But, you know, seriously, it
starts in the off season.
Yeah.
It starts in the off season, man.
I was like, you need to get your kids in the weight room by any means necessary and keep them there.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to be there, then you play somebody else. Now, I know that's going to be hard to do, you know, because you only got 12 or 13 kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if this is the case at Phelps, so I'm not going to say this is them. But in a lot of cases like that, that's kind of when the lunatics run the asylum, when you've got that low of numbers. Okay, because you know if they don't play you and you quit, then they can't have a season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the leverage kind of goes to that, and you don't need that.
I'll just say this before we move in the X Factors again. Two or three years ago, we thought this was a program on the rise when they had David Jones.
Yeah.
They got a new field. Mm-hmm. You know what? That field was way better than their old field.
Yeah.
Better numbers.
They had 35, 40 kids, whatever. And I thought, okay.
Kids who were going to start at Belfry was coming over there to Phelps to play.
Yes.
You know, the kid that graduated last year, what was his name?
Dominic Francis.
Francis.
Who was awesome.
Yeah, he was
a really good football player. You know, you saw that was kind of moving up a little bit. Then David Jones left, and he went to Bourbon. And now you're starting to see that they're starting from scratch again. They got to get some continuity over there and get a coach that they believe in and get a program and just really start and just, you know, all it takes is one good year.
And they very well might believe. I know.
Yeah.
You just get a good core group of players, get the coach involved, get it rolling.
Yeah.
And that's where the fan base has to kind of be accountable.
Yeah.
You know, would we ever let it get to that way here at Pikeville?
No.
Would Belfry ever let their football program get in that shape? No. Would, you know, Bell County or Johnson Central or Prestonsburg did. But, you know, so shame on you, Prestonsburg. But, I'm talking about, you know, Beachwood and some of these other, you know, traditional powers. Would their fan base ever let them get in that shape?
No.
I don't think so.
So,
because you've got too much tradition, you've got too much alumni that still care about the program, and you know, there's just a lot of.
But see, you're playing behind the eight ball there, because we're like for instance the Phelps and maybe the Prestonsburg's a little different because they have had tradition. That's even worse, kind of.
Yeah.
But Phelps might not have the boosters and the community backing and a lot of the stuff that we kind of probably have that they don't.
That we probably
you're are. Right.
But
you're
I
right
don't take
that,
for,
yeah.
for granted. You
and
know,
I'm not going to hold that against them.
No, yeah. I don't. Yeah. I'm just saying the kids deserve better is what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, the kids over there at Phelps, because let me tell you something. That regular season game that we played them, okay, and this is a perfect example of what we're all talking about here. I was in the parking lot, hadn't gotten my truck. We were waiting on Kaylin to show up. Her and her friends was walking around after the game was over. Here comes Phelps over, their players and their coaches. Okay, their players had just played in a game. Their coaches are just coaching the game. And the players and coaches are carrying equipment back over to the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you know, first of all, it made me, you know, not necessarily have pity for those Phelps kids because those kids don't want pity, man. They're football players.
Yeah.
They got heart. Yeah, yeah they carry their own stuff.
They're football. Play. And, I mean, it's admirable in one sense, but in another sense, it's like, man, where are the people at there that could help them with this?
Help them out.
I mean, heck, far if I didn't think they'd want to take a swing at me, I'd got out of my truck and I'd have helped them. You know, I know emotions are kind of high after a football game, especially when you get beat bad, but, I mean – You know, I felt really bad for that, but I think it's kind of a microcosm of what's going on over there at Phelps right now. There's just too much apathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to meet a few of them. Very nice kids. I mean, polite, nice kids. You know, it's just hard going into a game like this where you're a severe underdog. You know, I know they're going to come out and play hard and, you know, lay it all out there. For a lot of them, it's their last game, you know, possibly.
And one more thing, too, Doug. This goes back to the KHSAA. You know, there's, what, 34, 35 schools in single A, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to play – why do we have to have four seeds out of each?
I don't know. I don't know. In basketball, not everyone makes the postseason.
No.
The district winner and runner-up move to the region.
Yeah, so it should be either – I mean, if you want to drop it down to three, the top three seeds go and play, two and three play, one gets a first-round bye.
It comes into this this argument happens every year about this time, and I'm sure you're getting ready to see it. I'm surprised Troy Howell and a lot of those guys haven't said it again this year. Why play the first round?
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of useless. And like you say, there's never any upsets in the first round, rarely. And it also would make the regular season kind of more important.
And plus, too, man, those kids at Phelps, you know, and I look out for the kids, man.
Yeah.
Even the kids on the team we're playing against. Yeah. You know, the kids are the ones I'm concerned about. The adults, they can take care of themselves. They're adults. But to me, I think the kids at Phelps would have much rather ended their season last week with a win over Tulsa than they would have to come over here and get their, you know.
Take a really bad beat.
Get their ceremonial butt kicking from Pikeville. And guess who else would be all in favor of not playing that game? Chris McNamee.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're opening yourself up, no matter how much you put, you know, sub guys in and everything else, you're opening yourself up to possible injury.
I think you're going to get more argument from, like, the three seeds, kind of like Sayre, you know, who can compete, may possibly beat Hazard.
Yeah.
Okay, possibly, which is a game people are going to have their eye on, which I'm sure we'll talk about two or three of those. But, you know, it's a good argument. It's a healthy argument.
You know, people go on about the RPI. You wouldn't need the RPI if you just did this.
Yeah.
Okay? You wouldn't need it. No. So, I mean, in my opinion, you don't need it anyway. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's fair to those kids from Phelps. I mean, they're not a state championship-level team. They know that. They're not a district championship-level team. They know that, too. But, you know, they got a chance last week to end the season with a win and let that be done.
That's a hard part. But I did misspeak there because I know people go, you're wrong about basketball. Everybody plays in the district tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, my point is they take a district winner and runner-up. That's who moves on to the region.
Yeah.
You know, so in a way, you could just take the top two seeds.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to, take the top two.
You're giving everybody a chance.
Yeah, but we're also saying this as Pikeville fans, knowing that we're almost always going to be the top two seeds. I mean, we got another side of the story.
There is.
You know what? I mean, if that team may, you know, want to come over here and play in the playoffs, it's a good thing to play in the playoffs, man.
That's true.
But it's not a playoff-type atmosphere. Okay, Phelps isn't going to have a lot of fans over here, and I don't blame them. You know, they know they're coming over here to get killed. You know, if you know somebody's going somewhere to get killed, you know, it'd be like Pikeville playing the Steelers or something up in Pittsburgh. I mean, I'm not going to that game. You know, I might go because I'm a Steelers fan and a Pikeville fan. I'd kind of have to be there, but both of us would. But you know what I mean? I mean, if we're playing St. X at Louisville. Yeah. You know what I mean?
This will be a good thing to talk about on our next show.
Yeah.
After these games are played, and let's see how many legitimate upsets there were in the first round.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that on the next show. But let's get to.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to go off on.
No,
the
it's okay.
No, it's all right. We
time filler,
right? But anyway,
well, that's what I'm good for.
Yeah, you are, man.
I'm Mr. Time
Filler.
You're
great at that. You're also a turd. All right.
Mr. Content, that's me.
All right.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Powers from the Hell Podcast. Check out our presenting sponsor, Walters Automotive Group, for great deals on your next car. When others won't, Walters will. Visit walterswill.com and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you. Pikeville Pediatric Dentistry and Dr. Josh are accepting new patients. Call 606-432-2773 for your child's appointment. The past 2 years, Dr. Josh Raleigh has been providing children of all ages with exceptional, comprehensive pediatric dental care. And tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hey, y'all, this is Heath Robinson from the Hell Podcast. Are your tire treads getting a little thin on your car or truck? Call my good friend Jeff Coleman and his wife Melanie at City Tire and Auto for a great selection of tires for any vehicle. That's 606-437-3005, and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. This is JR from the Hell Podcast. The next time you are in the market for sportswear, casual wear, suits, dress shirts, ties, and UK apparel, stop by the Men's Corner. Give us a call at 606-433-1707 or stop by our local store at 4135 North Mayo Trail, Weddington Plaza in Pikeville, and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you. Hello, Panther fans. If you love good barbecue, then you need to visit Country Fine Swine. They offer pork, brisket, catfish, ribs, loaded fries, and more. They also offer catering services. So if you're in the mood for some good quality barbecue food, then stop by Country Fine Swine, located in front of O'Reilly Auto Parts in Coal Run Village, or give them a call at 606-794-1591 and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you. X Factor. Is it okay if I do this?
Okay, Wolverine.
Yeah, you got to throw it up. You got to throw the X up. So... very hard to kind of do X Factors in a game like this. But, well, all right, Doug's got a good one. So we're going to start with Doug.
Here's a good X Factor. This is going to be the second or third game, right, that you've seen some backups get some playing time, you know, some like a full half probably to really get some reps in. I'm curious to see who makes an impact and uses that to maybe, you know, who we might see later. You know, if in barring, God forbid, injuries or anything like that. Also, as every week now, I kind of look for, you know, how far along Carson Wright has come. You know, every game he gets a little bit better, you know.
Yeah.
And again, when I say better, just getting his feet back under him, feeling the timings back, things like that. And, you know, so every snap helps that kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time Carson Wright does anything, this is what we're doing. From now on, okay, but and then so far it's worked.
Yeah, he looks good. He's gonna be just fine.
X factor for me is one word: execution. It's hard to get pumped up for these games. You know that. Mm-hmm. You know, as a player, you know that as well. It's hard to get pumped up for these games, even if it is the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be on a Thursday. It's a short week. You know, and you haven't had much practice time. I know we had a bye week last week and everything. So, execution. Come out crisp. Keep the momentum rolling, okay? We've been looking good in the passing game. Actually, against Hazard, our passing game, you know, they play good defense against us.
We threw about 13 times.
Yeah, they didn't throw that much. But I want to see us kind of hit that stride, you know, in our passing game because – like we mentioned just about every show, Mr. Hensley has shown up this year, and he's done awesome. Yeah. And he keeps getting better every single week.
That Belfort game really gave him a lot of confidence.
Lockhart's due for a game, a huge game. I'm not saying he's done bad this year. I just think that he is due for a huge game soon. Brandon Lowe's doing some good stuff, and I still want to see that breakout game from Sheriff Gronk. You know, I still want to see that game where he goes over 100 and gets two or three scores or something like that.
I get the vibe that somebody's going to scheme something with us and try and stop something, you know, whether it be the running game, which I think people are going to try. That has to be your 1A.
Hazard tried point, it 2 weeks ago. You know, we still rushed for almost 200
you
yards.
You have to stop. If you're going to even be in a game, you got to stop our run game. And until people do that, I think that could be a game where it's like they might try and change something, and you could take advantage of a few things.
But I just want to throw this out there. This is totally speculation by me. And I know he played a little bit at the first part of the year, and now, you know, Hootie being out and everything. Do you guys see maybe Blake Coddle playing a big role in this game?
Possibly.
There's a couple dudes. You never know.
Carson Wright, possibly.
I don't think – just me, and I'm not telling the Lord, I'm not trying to coach, but – I just want to see him on defense.
I don't know. We've already seen him on offense.
They ran him in Lashville.
Yeah, I know you want to get him in shape and everything, but I swear I want that kid ready for when
He played a good defensive game against Hazard. Yeah, I look for him to have another one this week and next week.
Yeah. So just to see some people, you know, who are we going to throw in there when Blake needs rest, you know?
There's always somebody. And have you noticed this in the playoffs? It's weird. There's always somebody that kind of steps it up. That maybe you haven't seen a ton of in the regular season, or who hasn't been that guy we lean on during the regular season that always shows up in the playoffs. That's usually – we've seen that a couple years.
Yeah.
From different players.
I just want to see some other dudes go in there and just show out and say, hey, it's playoff time. I've done my time. I've done, you know, my practice hours, everything. Yeah. I put in all the work. Now I'm ready to go. Yeah. I'm ready to break out. I want to see those guys.
You have a big senior class.
Yeah,
you know who got an early exit last year.
Yeah,
I don't think motivation or tempo or being ready for a game is going to be a problem, or it shouldn't be for sure.
Right,
but you know, so I think this is you're getting ready to see a good run right here.
I do too. All right, Bub, your X factor.
My X factor is spontaneous combustion. If we don't spontaneously combust as a team before the game, we win.
I love your X factors on this week.
I love it. The first one will show up, and now this one's spontaneous.
No, the first one was a pulse. If we show up with one, we win. This one is spontaneous combustion. If we do not spontaneously combust as a team, you know, we get the win and move on and you know, face the winner of Hazard and Sayre.
You know, like if we had – you know how the NFL had their top 10 a long time ago, on NFL Network? If we had a top 10 trash talkers in the mountains, I think you've got to put Bub up there. So.
He could, pound for pound, one of the best. Definitely.
One of the best of all time.
Hey, when it comes to trash talking, man, I grew up watching Ric Flair, okay? You know, and yeah, when it comes to trash talking about high school football, I'm Ric Flair on the stick, man. That's all I'm saying. I'd put myself against anybody.
But you were a Dusty fan.
Huh?
You were a Dusty fan.
Well, Dusty could talk too, man. You put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family.
But he was taken up for the smack. All right, we're getting off on
that. Dusty could talk smack too, man.
We're done.
Dusty could talk smack too.
We'll get on that on the show. Okay. We're getting off topic here. All right.
Hey, folks, this is Heath Robinson from the Hale Podcast, telling you about our good friends and our presenting sponsor of the Hale Podcast, Faith Pharmacy. Stop by and see Christy and the gang soon and let them show you why you got to have faith. Call 509-6337, that's 509-MEDS, free delivery in and around the Pikeville area. Tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. This is JR from the Hale Podcast. The grass really is greener here at First Guard Fence, and it's because we understand the value of fostering a unique company culture that puts customers first. Check us out at firstguardfencecompany.com to call today at 606-205-3828 and tell them the Hill Podcast sent you.
Have you seen all the cool Old Row and Onward Reserve tees walking around Pikeville? Maybe noticed a little more Southern Marsh brand than usual. That's because Southern Prep carries the best up-to-date clothing for guys and girls at the best prices. Check out other brands like Jetty and Fish Hippie, as seen on Netflix Outer Banks. To keep up with all the newest shipments and brands, follow Southern Prep on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by the Weddington Square Plaza in person and say hi to Corey and the crew. Tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. The next time you're in dire straits for a dry cleaning service that gives you more bang for your buck, all you need to do is trust the fabulous dry cleaners at Shirtless Sanitary Cleaners. Stop by and check us out today at 136 Central Avenue in Pikeville and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hey, this is Doug from the Hell Podcast. Fall into savings when you shop Tim Short Superstore on Cassidy Boulevard. Take the short drive to satisfaction and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
So, it's prognostication time. We got to get into it, man. We got to.
Okay, before we get started, Doug, I was given a little bit of. You were given a little bit of a shot by our defensive coordinator last week at the senior banquet.
Yeah.
He's like, man, Doug's killing me. He's like, every week. You know, we'll be playing, you know, kind of a lesser team that we should shut out.
I know.
He's like, yeah, I think the Panthers win 56-21.
I know.
Or 28.
That was making them mad. Because listen, and I get it. I even apologized last game because I thought Hazard might score 14 points. And listen, I keep forgetting. I'm more of an offensive minded person.
That's what I explained.
We know.
And I said,
Paul, Doug don't know nothing about defense.
I completely forget how bad. It's like stabbing them in the chest when you say, yeah, Pikeville win 41-10. And the defensive guys hear that and go, that guy thinks they're going to score 10 points on me.
Yep. Doug, did you just like – you got in for like one play on defense in your whole high school career,
well,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like probably 12 in 4 years.
And they just threw you in there, and it was like for Hail Marys.
So three plays a year, you got to.
And here was my instruction, okay? Coach Howard grabbing, he goes, Dougie, go play center field. If they throw it, grab it. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yep. That
I look like Deion Sanders, man. You putting prime time out there? Really?
Doug's always taking up for our offense, and he's taking up for the offense on the opposing team. He's
right.
All about offense.
You look like Deion Sanders. You look like Deion Ward.
I looked like a big stork out there, just, you know, a big flamingo out playing football. It was crazy.
I'll give Doug some credit. I guarantee he'd probably come down with a one-hander if he really wanted
to.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And then a guy would nail him, and he'd be like,
Then he'd be out the rest of the year.
I had braces on everything, pads. They were scared they were going to hurt me for basketball and stuff. It was terrible.
Don't touch me.
They basically just mummied me.
Yeah, he'd come out there looking like the bubble boy. You know, they had him like a bubble wrap.
It was crazy.
We love our Dougal.
Yes.
All right, so – since we love our Dougal, you're going to start with prognosis.
Same score as last time. I'm definitely not going to say they score a touchdown because Paul Sullivan might burn my house down there. same score as last time. I do think that some of the backups and JV guys, I just like to see their comfort level at this point because, you know, at first, when they first start, the first couple games, they might get in some. You can tell they get a little nervous.
Yeah.
I want to see their composure getting in now.
Right.
Are they starting to relax a little more? Are you know, some of these guys, just you can tell when they start getting more comfortable and more effective and just how they're coming off the ball, how aggressive they are. It's the little things when you're talking about that stuff.
Okay. So what was your score again?
Same score as last time, it was, 42 to zip.
Okay.
45 to zip. A whole lot to a little.
I've been in the 50s, but let's just – I can't go 50s anymore, man, because Coach Mack keeps like – you know.
He don't like scoring
over 50. He really don't. Yeah. He likes to get that running clock, and then he's calling these vanilla play calls and all that other stuff. And you know what? I don't blame him because if you beat somebody bad too long, then they're going to quit playing you because of RPI.
You'll be like Englewood up to no good out there, you know, beating somebody 106 to nothing last week.
You never going for
two when they scored to make it 104 to nothing.
You never, ever beat a crosstown rival, a district rival, somebody you're going to play a lot through the years.
Yeah.
You never do that because I'm telling you what will happen. 10 years from now, a kid on that team will end up being a head coach on that team and put together an all-star squad and go, you know what? We're going to score 100 points against that team. Just and nobody will be like, why is that? Because 10 years ago they beat us 100. But they were throwing on a two-point conversion up 102-0.
A win is a win is a win is a win.
I guess.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say I'm just going to be a copycat. 49-0. We're going to do it again. We're going to copy the same score we did last time. JV gets a couple touchdowns. We'll probably put – I don't know if we'll put a running clock. We may do it. We may try to do that in the first quarter. So I'm going to say 49-0, and Pikeville JV gets in the second quarter.
Okay. Since I'm a defensive guy and, JR, you and I both are, and, traditionally. So, to stick with our good friend Paul Sullivan here, I'm going to say 46-21 Panthers. Hashtag fire Paul Sullivan.
We had a hashtag get Heath off the show, and no one
nobody did it.
No, they did.
I don't think that one's going to be a popular one either.
There's a couple people that did. Doug just didn't tell me who they were.
Oh.
Eunice is on strike.
Yeah. She's not going to talk until we beat Hazard again, she said.
She said that
she was very angry the last Hazard game because we only beat them 7.
She's just so bitter and everything.
She's very fickle, man.
Yeah, really very fickle.
She's the conscience of Pikeville.
So, you know what, Eunice? Fine. All right? You can walk home. I'm not taking you back to the house.
But before we get off here, a few games to keep an eye on.
Yeah, let's do that.
Friday night.
I mean, it's playoff time.
Yeah, a few games to keep an eye on for the future. You know, not
definitely Hazard
and
Sayer's got to be one.
Hazard and Sayer, definitely. I'd keep an eye on that. You got Paintsville, Betsy Lane, Race on Fairview, but, you know. Those are usually
Hazard Slayer.
But really Hazard Slayer. But
Doug,
then
I appreciate you trying to pump things up, but it's just so funny to sit there and watch it just kind of fizzle out.
I know, not that one.
But
I am curious over in the West. I think there could be better games out there. But this first one, like we said, this first week is just an onslaught. It's just a slaughter across the state.
The only game.
It's the haves and the have-nots playing, getting each other just.
And the thing is, we get to have our full attention on those games because we don't play on Friday. So, we get to have our full attention for Hazard Slayer, and I'm going to be watching that game
would be definitely worth watching.
Yeah. I think it's literally one of the most – in the East, it's the only game that's – I think
it may be the only game in the state.
I don't know enough about districts 1 through 4.
Yeah.
It looks like there could be a few because a lot of those teams that are 3 and 4 seeds are 2 and 3 are like 5 and 6 or 5 and 5. You know, it looks like very even,
I know you're friends with Chad Pennington. And this is nothing personal to Slayer. I've seen Slayer. Okay. I'm rooting for Hazard to win that game. Because I want Hazard
Week
2.
You want payback.
I want it. I want it bad.
I want Hazard Week 2. Nothing against Slayer. We'll play Slayer. We'll line up against Slayer and do our best against them if they beat Hazard. But I want Hazard. And I don't think I'm the only person in the community that does.
Yeah.
True. And I think you're going to know early in that game. I think if Slayer comes out and you see a lot of different things – or different, lineups, or on defensively something different. That'll intrigue me. But if they can hang with them in the first half, that'll tell me a lot. But if they go out and get down 2 touchdowns to Hazard, game over.
I think so too. All right, so we went on a little bit of a rant. We've had a heck of a pregame, though. I think we did good.
Yeah.
I think we did good for Phelps Part 2. So, guys, enjoy Jim, JD, and Frosty. For the call of the game tonight, a Thursday night football night. It's prime time, baby. Let's go.
It's like college football Thursday night.
Yeah, college football Thursday night over here. I know that they're pumped. They're always pumped for everything. And I will say this to JD. My over-under for how many touchdown or how many plays for the first touchdown is 2. All right?
It was 2 last time.
Yeah.
So I'm going under.
Are you going under?
Yep. You think it's going to be 1?
First play?
I do.
Okay. First play touchdown.
I can name that tune in less. I'm going to go 0.
You think
we win the toss and return the kickoff for a touchdown.
Let's go.
There you go.
All right. So
Zach Lockhart takes it to the house.
Let's do it. All right. And also congratulations to him for being
Wendy's High School Heisman, him and Kelsey Adams both.
Yeah.
Congratulations to both of them. Definitely well-deserved, and we're proud of both of them.
Proud of both of them. Also congratulations to Pikeville for being, we just mentioned on the last show, 3 years in a row, AP number one.
Finished the year.
Yeah.
3 years in a row, AP number one. Couple questions to that is somebody was like, what about 87, 88, 89? But I don't know about that. 87, there was that lightning delay in the Pike County Bowl.
Yeah.
And at the end of the regular season, Beachwood, I could have sworn I thought Beachwood was one.
Yeah, Beachwood was one until we beat them.
Okay. Also, good luck to our junior high girls tonight as they're playing in the middle school tournament. Yeah,
they're playing Shelby Valley.
That was last night. We just don't know the score yet.
Yeah. Hopefully they won.
Yeah. But anyway,
yeah, if they won, heck of a job, girls. If they didn't win, heck of a season,
girls. There you go.
We're awesome on this podcast.
We're proud of you.
All right. Thank you to our amazing sponsors, Walters Auto Group and Faith Pharmacy, our presenting sponsors, and all of our other great sponsors. Thank you, guys. We love you all. New content coming on the way. We got big things planned.
Big things.
Big things. Huge.
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 Okay. And thank you to the Super Loader Bros. You guys are awesome.
Rock stars as always.
Rock stars. I'm sorry that Starbucks closed at 5 today. I couldn't get you your PSL. Okay? And thank you to our amazing fans. Over to Jim, JD, and Frosty for an amazing call of the game. Legends, baby. Legends. And at the end of the day, hail Pikeville.